The world's largest exchange that's sitting on hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin might just be rehypothecating their coins. If you have Bitcoin on Coinbase, I don't think that you should be trusting the man that appeared on the cover of Forbes magazine this week. Of course, we're talking about Brian Armstrong. I think that what just happened 3 hours ago with BNY Mellon completely cuts his lunch. And I think this could be the downfall of, you know, Coinbase. And I think that all of the Bitcoin ETFs are going to be making a pivot very quickly. We're going to be talking about all of that, but we're also going to be talking about what is happening with the price of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is pumping in the week after Coinbase came out and they had to amend their custody agreement with BlackRock. Again, who remembers this video we made 2 weeks ago, where we were speculating that maybe, just maybe, there's some fishy business going on. Look at the title of that video: How BlackRock Co-opted Coinbase to Suppress Bitcoin's Price. At the time, I'm telling you, I was called a nutcase by many people. But take a look at what's happened to the price of Bitcoin since that video. Bitcoin's pumped from 57,000 to a high of 66,000 yesterday. That's a $10,000 rally in 2 weeks. And it's still chilling here at $63,000 a coin. So there's been a couple of, let's say, new things that have come across my desk, which I want to take a look at today in regards to what is actually going on at Coinbase. What is happening? Why is the CEO of Coinbase on the cover of Forbes? And again, this is the price chart I was trying to show you guys a second ago. I don't know why my connection there cut off. But Bitcoin is ripping after Coinbase made a really interesting announcement, an amendment. If you guys want to know what that amendment is, well, let's check this out, because we made a video 6 days ago. We've been covering this BlackRock paper Bitcoin story a lot. I'm going to play the introduction of this video to bring you up to speed on what's actually going on and what happened 6 days ago and why it relates to what happened today. What just happened today, literally hours ago, I believe ends BlackRock and Coinbase's paper Bitcoin attack on Bitcoin. Let's not forget, BlackRock is squatting on $20 billion worth of Bitcoin. Now, this is what happened. This is what came out literally today. Have a look at that. BlackRock amends Coinbase custody agreements. Now again, I don't want to subject you guys to two Lukes. It's bad enough you got to look at one Luke, let alone two. But I think this is really interesting. The price of Bitcoin is absolutely flying after we have these amendments, okay? We can see Wrapped Coinbase Bitcoin token is also live as we speak. It is all happening. It is all shaking up. And then I alluded to this in the introduction. Today, BNY Mellon receives SEC approval to offer ETF custody service. Now, again, why is this big? I think this announcement right here is going to cut the lunch of Coinbase. It's going to, you know, all of the ETFs today use Coinbase. Okay. But what if they could use a bigger, more trusted bank like BNY Mellon, the bank with $48.8 trillion of assets under custody? That is how big BNY Mellon is. They are absolutely massive. Okay. They're a big deal. They're a really, really big deal. Greg Foss warned us about this. A lot of people have been warning about the possibility of paper Bitcoin. And I think I've seen a few things, let's say, recently that have really made me pay a little bit more attention to Coinbase. Here's something we didn't talk about in those earlier videos. I found this one. I found this old tweet from Brian Armstrong. Let's give this a read. There is some noise about a disclosure we made in our 10Q today about how we hold crypto assets. TLDR, your funds are safe at Coinbase, just as they've always been. Oh boy, would you look at that. Haven't we heard that before? Well, we can see here, Coinbase, we have no risk of bankruptcy. However, we included a new risk factor based on an SEC requirement called SARB 121, which is a newly required disclosure for public companies that hold crypto assets for third parties. Okay, now the TLDR of this new disclosure essentially means that you will be rug pulled. Okay, they are not liable for your Bitcoin if they go under, and if they are bankrupt. That's the TLDR of this agreement, this announcement. I had another photo lined up showing you guys the TLDR. But again, I want to show you guys, a lot of people have been talking about the fact that they can't get their Bitcoin withdrawn from Coinbase. Here's a chap here tweeting about it. My good friend from Down Under, Sean, who has a YouTube channel, G'day Bitcoin, was also showing us some really cool tweets that he dug up, actually highlighting that, hang on a minute, a lot of people are trying to withdraw Bitcoin from Coinbase and they won't let them withdraw. Look at this, Rajat. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong there, buddy. I bought a small amount of Bitcoin on Coinbase and tried to withdraw it using the Lightning Network. It's been 13 hours. Now, our friend in Canada, I won't butcher his name twice in the one live stream, he's not the only person who is, you know, a little bit frustrated with Coinbase. There are multiple people who have been waiting a month, 2 months, 3 months to get their Bitcoin off of Coinbase and still nada. Nothing, absolutely nothing is happening, okay? So again, I think this is something that we need to be keeping an eye on. Why do we need to be doing that? Well, because Coinbase is the bull market protection team, okay? They are the bull market anti-plunge protection team. Every single time the Bitcoin price has pumped over the past 4-6 years, Coinbase mysteriously just seems to go offline, seems to crash. Okay, which is really interesting. We can see this. Coinbase is down. It's official. The bull market has begun. I tweeted that out on September 26th. Again, this has been more recent news since those two live streams we've done on Coinbase. This is on the 26th. What was Bitcoin doing on the 26th? I'll show you. On the 26th, Bitcoin was ripping through $66,000. And guess what happened? The plunge protection team stood in once again, right here. This is Friday the 26th. Bitcoin had that massive big green candle from 62K to 66K. And our friends at Coinbase, the trusted people on the covers of Forbes magazine, stepped in to save us once again. Again, I think if you have Bitcoin on Coinbase, please, for the love of God, get your Bitcoin out of Coinbase. I don't think they should be trusted, okay? I think the fact that they've got a wrapped Bitcoin token coming is something we really, really, really need to be paying attention to, okay? Lots of people are experiencing these outages in Coinbase. Please, before I take one more dunk on Coinbase, wanted to remind you guys, if you got a hardware wallet, consider backing up your Bitcoin hardware wallet correctly with some titanium plates, okay? So many people make the pivotal mistake of writing down their Bitcoin seed words on paper, okay? I have a little piece of paper here. It doesn't have Bitcoin seed words on it. It does have my Spanish lesson on it. And again, it doesn't matter whether you got Spanish on paper or whether you got Bitcoin private seed words, you should not have anything valuable written down on paper. What you need to do, you need to go and get yourself a kit from Stampseed where you can get a big old Thor's hammer like this one, and you need to stamp your Bitcoin backup words into titanium, okay? That's what you need to do. It's as simple as that. So many people make the mistake of just putting their Bitcoin seed words on one of these, and this, it really shouldn't even have my Spanish lesson on it. This is not, you know, backup secure. It's as simple as that. I always encourage you guys, you can get 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code Luke15. It's in the live chat, also down below. So check that out. Now, Coinbase, will they collapse? When will they collapse? When is a potential, you know, really bad event going to happen? Let's try to answer those questions. And let me try to find I have a chart I want to show you guys. So this here, again, I'm always talking about coins on exchanges. I think it's a valuable metric. Some people don't. Very well-respected people don't think it's a valuable metric. I still think it's due. Because I don't find it a coincidence that we have a look at this chart right here, and Coinbase has just seen half their Bitcoin evaporate since 2021. And they all of a sudden, coincidentally, come out with this wrapped Coinbase Bitcoin token, CBBTC, on their layer two. I don't think that's a coincidence. I really don't. Again, somebody get me a tinfoil hat and call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't think that's a coincidence. I really don't. Could be. Who knows? But I'd be watching the amount of Bitcoin held on Coinbase very closely. I believe it's down to about 300,000 to 400,000 coins right now. So it is evaporating very quickly. And if you want to know when, just when, maybe you need to start warning your friends about when to get their Bitcoin off Coinbase, it would be when they're on zero. Okay, when they're approaching zero. And I think we're getting close to zero. Satwise says, Luke, Pam, McLovin, Bitcoin, Buddha, everyone else above the line, scroll. Again, let all your friends know about what's going on with Coinbase. The ETF, you know, as Beachy here says, it's not just Coinbase that's the problem. It's the whole ETFs. None of them are transparent. Only Bitwise is the transparent Bitcoin ETF issuer. Why not just publish your reserves, BlackRock? It's not that hard. Okay, you clearly know something's happening behind the scenes if you're amending your custody agreement with Coinbase. Is BlackRock about to rug pull Coinbase? Is BlackRock about to take their Bitcoin over here to BNY Mellon? Again, 3 hours ago. This literally happened this morning, guys. The Bank of New York Mellon has officially obtained a no objection from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission regarding its request to safeguard, that's hold on to, digital assets such as Bitcoin without the need to classify them as a balance sheet liability. So again, I think BlackRock has maybe had a chat to some of its friends in the SEC and said, look, I don't want to be dealing with Coinbase. Why? We don't know. We're speculating. All we can see above the surface is Coinbase has lost 70% of its coins over the past 4 years. They used to have over 1 million coins on Coinbase, not anymore. They're down to about 300,000. So we can see that. It's public. We can see Coinbase is having to amend its custody agreements with the world's largest asset manager. Strange. And this came days after there was an absolute firestorm of speculation and questioning of Coinbase and BlackRock's paper Bitcoin game. What else can we see in public? Lots of people were trying to withdraw Bitcoin from Coinbase unsuccessfully. Again, if you do not hold the Bitcoin in your own wallet, are you truly self-sovereign? No, you're probably not self-sovereign. Okay, so again, this is why I always teach you guys, take financial sovereignty, go and back up your Bitcoin. That is one of the biggest lessons I've learned from the 8 years I've been in Bitcoin. Lesson number one, if you don't hold the Bitcoin, it's not your Bitcoin. Okay, financial sovereignty is very important. Something else I take very seriously, geographical sovereignty. You could have your Bitcoin backed up. You could have your Bitcoin on a hardware wallet. But if you don't actually control your own body, or you don't control what goes in your body, or if you're not allowed to leave your country, do you have any sovereignty at all? I don't think so. And this is why I'm so passionate about geographical sovereignty. Now, I've traveled to something like 23 different countries over the past 3 years. I've probably been in over 50 different cities. And a lot of people ask me, Luke, what are the biggest cheat codes that you've learned from traveling? Well, I made a little bit of a special video for you guys that you can see. My 10,000 hours of travel cheat codes in 23 minutes. So if you guys are interested in learning how to get a little bit more geographical sovereignty, and again, I think this is a very, very important thing a lot of people should be thinking a lot more about. It's great to have Bitcoin. It's great to have financial sovereignty. But why not actually cut your taxes in half? So you can buy more Bitcoin. Well, you can do that by moving from America to Mexico or just simply setting up a tax residency in a more favorable jurisdiction, okay? So again, if you want to learn more about second citizenship, second passports, you know, how you can save money on taxes and, you know, why I think digital nomading is super important for most people, again, you can check out that video. It is linked in the live chat. Also, we'll put it in the description down below for the people tuning into this one after the video is done. And with all that said, guys, I got to bounce. I got a meeting I am a little bit late to. So I'm going to keep this one super short, 15-minute live stream. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to see you in another live stream tomorrow.